Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam， 我们今天要说的这个话题呢，是一个我们蛮久违，我们很久没有讲的话题。
That's right. Today we are doon 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 hitting the road, Jenny.
Hitting the road， 我们要上路了。所以 hit the road 是美语里面非常常用的一个说 let's go， 而且有一种很 exciting 的这种感觉哈。
Right, let's hit the road, let's go.
哎，通常你自驾游之前呢，就是 hit the road。我们今天就要跟大家分享一些非常实用的驾驶英语，从怎么表达开车，你会不会开车，到驾照，到牌照，然后到现在，在很多人都开始在开的电动车，都会在今天的节目里学到它对应的英文。
That's right. Today it's all about driving.
And it's about time. 我们是应该说说开车了啊。好，那首先来看 to drive 这个词 or driving 这件事儿，很简单的词不用多说，但是我想问一下 Adam， 就是我们常问比如你开车吗，你会不会开车，英文要怎么讲呢？
So the two questions that come to mind are simply do you drive or do you know how to drive？
啊，那第二句就是更加确切的说你懂不懂怎么开车，你会不会开车。 But when you ask someone, do you drive, are you asking 你今天是开车来的吗，还是 you're asking 你会不会，你有没有这个 ability to drive?
Actually, that's a really good question. If I was asking, did you drive to get here? I would always say, did you? Did you drive? Did you drive? Do you drive is more about, do you have a car and drive it? Or do you take the bus? Do you take the train? Does your husband drive you?
OK, 了解了。所以如果就是说，哎，你今天你这一次是不是开车来的，我们会用过去式。但是讲一个更常态的，你平时开不开车，我 ask, do you drive?
That's right. Now, I come from the countryside in Canada. So the question, do you know how to drive, is kind of ridiculous to me. Of course you know how to drive. Everyone knows how to drive.
对对对，因为就是在北美很多地方公共交通也不发达嘛。If you don't know how to drive, you can't get anywhere. 就哪里都去不了。
That's right. You're stuck.
Or maybe you need to ask your parents or your friend, 你能不能开车带我去一个地方？你能不能把我放到哪儿？
Yes, exactly. You have to ask someone, can you drive me somewhere? Can you drive me to work? Can you drive me to the store?
So can you drive me to 你要去的那个目的地啊。好，那诶 so Adam, 你刚刚已经说了你肯定是会开车的嘛。那我要问你，你会开手动挡吗？
Okay, so this is a great question to ask over here, because I just said everybody can drive, not everyone can drive standard.
Standard, 标准就是手动的意思是吧？
Right, exactly. Here it means standard transmission, which just means the one you used to always get from the factory before they invented this thing called automatic.
Automatic, 自动挡。哎呀，其实我觉得因为时间时代在变嘛， so now a standard car, 就是现在的一个标配应该是Auto 是自动挡，现在已经很少有人会开手动挡。
Right, standard is in no way standard at this point. So we do actually have other phrases for that same thing. We could also say manual. That makes a little bit more sense because it's still manual to this day.
你要拉来拉去，对吧？那个挡，那根东西叫什么？Like what do you call the stick?
A gear shifter.
Gear, 对。Change gear, 换挡。
Right, you got to change the gear. Now, that thing does look like a stick, so we do also say, can you drive stick? So I know that's a lot. Quick little recap. Can you drive standard? Can you drive manual? That question isn't as common. Or can you drive stick?
Okay, so can you drive stick?
I can actually, but when I was 16 years old, when I first got my driver's license, I could not.
Now, speaking of 这个驾照，就是 Adam 刚刚说的，英文叫做
driver's license.
那 license 就是一个牌照嘛。我们这里说的，你有这个牌照，你才能出去 hit the road 上路，是 driver's license. 可以说 driving license 吗？还是更 common 是说 driver's license?
Driver's license. And in fact, since you guys all know that we are fairly lazy over here, we would probably just say license because we know you mean driver's license. Hey, did you bring your license? Oh, I forgot my license.
哦，其实在北美，你要带这个 driver's license 很重要，因为它有点像咱们的身份证，对吧？ It's used primarily as an ID. 你去很多地方，比如买酒，他要 check 你的年龄，或者去什么酒吧夜店，就好多人就会给他看 driver's license， 因为这里没有一个像我们中国那样身份证的东西。
Exactly, exactly. But Jenny, nobody's ID'd me in such a long time. I'm quite sad about that.
Oh, you mean you don't look 16 or 18?
I don't look 20 anymore, that's true.
哎，在加拿大是16岁嘛，对吧？ Minimum driving age. 就有好多高中生，就对他们来说，人生一个就是特别大的独立的标志，就是去考驾照哈。美国也是16.
Yes, absolutely. But when you're 16, you don't get your full license. You just get your...Well, they call it different things in different places, but basically your beginner's license.
我现在还是这个啊，在加拿大这里叫 N, new driver. 但我已经七老八十了。But I'm a young driver, 好吧？
Right,
我驾龄比较低。So did
yeah.
you get your license when you were 16?
I sure did, yeah. My dad dragged me to thatgovernment office. I did not really want to get it. I was a little bit scared, actually, but he insisted that no. Because, like Jenny said, it's independence for the kid. It's also independence for the parents, if they don't have to drive their kids around everywhere.
是。好，那 in order to get your driver's license, 呢，你就要考试。这个基本上全世界每个国家都一样啊。你要考笔试，然后呢，你要考路考。
Right, right. So there's always going to be some kind of written test first. We can also call that a knowledge test.
就是你交规，对吧？交通规则的知识。So we can also call it a knowledge test. 那么路考是不是就是 road test 呢？
It is the road test.
你知道吗？在国内我们有分大路考和小路考。就你先考小路考，再考大路考。
Makes sense, makes sense. That's a good order to do it in.
Small road test, big road test.
Well, here we wouldn't use the word big road, but we might say highway. Like you have to take a test on the highway.
对对。所以每个国家以及一个国家里面地区也不太一样啊。好，那除了 driver's license 呢，这个车上还有一个另外的重要的 license, 这个东西叫做。
Yeah, this is the license plate.
牌照。一个 plate 就是一个扁扁平平的硬硬的东西，所以呢 license plate 就是你放在车子前面和屁股后面的。But don't confuse it with driver's license. Driver's license 是你自己那张小卡驾照， license plate 是你车的牌照。
That's right, that's right. Now in Canada, it's pretty easy to get one of those.
Oh, 很 easy.
Yeah, you just pay $70 or whatever. But I hear that's not quite the case everywhere, is it?
对啊，像在中国，就你要去拍嘛，你要去拍这个牌照。So how do we say 拍牌?
You would bid for something.
Oh, 对，因为拍就像 auction, right?
Right.
拍卖 right. And the verb we use is to bid for something, 竞拍。那现在拍牌照的人特别多嘛，如果你光是说啊，谁出价高谁就能有这个牌照，那牌照的价格就会 uncontrollable。所以呢现在其实国内咱们就是 you do need to bid for a license plate, but it's more like a lottery system, it's not just determined by the price.
Okay, lottery system, great phrase.
对 ,lottery 就是彩票，但是当我们形容一个事情它的机制是 lottery system 的时候呢，就是它是随机的，对吧？你如果 very lucky 就被抽中了，you get your license plate.
Right, right, exactly.
好，所以当你拍到牌照，你可以说 Oh, I finally got my license plate.
Right, exactly. Hey, but isn't it easier if you have a greener car, like an EV?
哦，对，如果你开电动车，就像 Adam 说的 greener 更绿色环保的话，就是它有很多的 perks and benefits 啊，就有好多优惠政策。其中有一个很重要的就是你的 license plate， 比如上海是免费的，因为你如果不开这个 EV 电动车的话，上海 license plate 很贵嘛，对吧？10万多。And also, I think you will definitely get one. It's not a lottery system.
Oh, nice. Okay.
嗯，但因为现在好多朋友就是更绿色环保开电动车嘛 ，so I think it does take longer to get your EV license plate than in the past. But it's a good thing, right? As more and more people are choosing EV than a gas car.
Right. Ooh, gas car. Okay, so this is a phrase that never used to exist because.All cars were gas cars.
对，好，那我们现在就来看看是汽油动力的车还是电动车。诶，我们刚刚 EV 已经说了很多了，那就先来看这个词哈，电动车 EV。E 大家应该猜得出哈，是电动。
Well, that sounds like D to me, Jenny, but E, of course, stands for electric.
哦，这里特别要注意啊，不要用 electronic 这个词，因为我们平时也会收到一些朋友问题说 electric 和 electronic 有什么区别、
mm-hmm. Yes, yes, and unfortunately we don't have too much time to go into that today. Just remember it's electric car, or just make it simpler and just say EV. 诶，
那为什么不是 EC 呢？ Electric car 不是 C 吗？这个 V 是什么东西呢？
Vehicle.
Okay, so this is a pretty formal word, vehicle,、mm-hmm. V-E-H-I-C-L-E, 但是简称 EV 就可以了。好，那相对的汽油车我们刚刚也说过了 ,once again, it's...
Gas car.
诶，汽油不是 oil 吗？但我们不说 oil car。
You don't want to say oil car. No, gas is short for gasoline.
汽油 ,gasoline.Makes sense. 但是也可以说 petrol, 是吧? P-E-T-R-O-L.
Boy, we're going all around the world today, Jenny. Petrol is what they say in the UK.
Yeah, in Britain, 他们是说 petrol. 所以就北美啊，我们加油站是 gas station, 然后在英国你可能会听到是 petrol station.
That's right. Now, I don't know what phrase our friends in England say when they need to buy gasoline. But here, it's pretty simple. We gotta go get gas.
加油不是 add oil, it's get gas. 而且都不会用 add 这个动词是吧? Like, you won't really say I need to add gas to my car?
Never. We would never say that.If you really want to focus on the verb of putting gas in your car, we would just say fill. You fill the car up with gas.
Fill 就是把它冲进去充满。So people would say, oh, I need to fill up my car. 就把它加满油。Fill my car up, 是吧?
Right, or because I know you guys love practicing the 连读, we might even say fill her up.
啊,什么?
Fill it up, but we would say fill her up.
Okay, fill her up.、
I、gotta fill her up today.
好，那这个油是 fill 到哪里呢？ Fill 到车子的哪里呢？
It goes in the gas tank.
Okay, gas tank, 这个油桶哈，或者我们说我只有半桶油，一桶油什么的，用 tank 来表达。So we can say, you know, I have a full tank, 满的，或者一半 half tank, 或者 almost empty tank.
Right, now with half, we might even add a in there, half a tank. Oh, I've only got half a tank. I should probably go fill her up.
Well, I actually always fill up when I have half a tank. 就我忧患意识很强。I'm always worried, what if, you know, oh, half a tank, 很少哎。
It's smart. I have run out of gas so many times in my life.
还 so many times? 那怎么办呀？你车就开不动了。Like, what did you do?
Just got out of the car and just started to walk towards town.
But what happened to your car?
Yeah, you get gas eventually. There's ways to get gas back to it.
那你是要找拖车吗？还是什么？
No. Just go into town, get some gas, come back.
你就把 gas 那样装回来，然后这样也可以哦。
Oh,
I didn't even know that.
You should live in the countryside for a year, Jenny. I think it would be a very eye-opening experience for you.
诶， 但是现在你的家乡，你自己一直说是很 countryside， 现在是不是也越来越多有电动车 ？Like people just, you know, they've got a good battery in their EV. They never have to fill up.
Ah, yes. Okay, so when we're talking about EVs, we're always talking about two things. Batteries, like Jenny just mentioned, and range. Range is how far you can drive before you need to charge that battery.
充一次电能开多久哈？好，那充电的动词呢？刚刚 Adam 也说了，叫做
charge the battery or charge your car.
Yeah, so charge, this is a super useful word, 因为你手机充电、电脑充电、that's all the same verb, charge. Gotta charge my phone, charge my iPad, or charge your car. But to charge your car, you can go to a charging station, or some people have a charging station at home or in their 小区.
Fancy!
好，那我们今天节目最后呢，还是说说有意思，我们热爱驾驶这个 driving pleasure 驾驶的乐趣啊，自驾游。
Okay, take a road trip, have a road trip, go on a road trip.
对，所以下一次有任何自驾游的计划呢，就可以用刚刚 Adam 教你的那些说法了。还有一个做法就是。在国外挺常见，现在在国内也越来越多，也比较环保，就是我们大家可以拼车。
Oh, okay. So we can carpool. We can carpool to work. We can carpool to school. I guess you can carpool to fun things too, right?
Yeah, carpool to the beach. Why not?
Oh, yes. Sounds like fun.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道听众朋友们 ,do you drive? Do you drive a gas car or do you drive an EV? Just share fun stories about driving with us.
Whatever you want to share, guys, it's all good to us.
好，那感谢大家收听今天的节目。And if you're listening to us while driving, focus on the road. Be safe.
Yeah, what are you doing? Turn us off. Focus on the road.
那今天的节目就到这，下次再见。
All right, bye, guys.
春天到了，万象更新，让开言带你制定全新的英语学习计划吧。现在下载开言英语 APP 就能免费体验我们的会员专享课程，跟着 Adam 等你喜爱的 Native Speakers 主播们学习最实用、最真实、最地道的英语口语课。为了回馈你的支持，4月30日前在开言英语 APP 内联系在线客服，就可以领取累计超过2000元的课程优惠券。